living beyond our means. By contrast, the rest of the world collectively has to be living below their means. You know, they're sacrificing so that we can indulge ourselves. And when that stops, there's going to be a major realignment of global living standards. You're going to see Americans consuming a lot less. Our lifestyles are going to be diminished dramatically. And other people start to enjoy the purchasing power that we lost. I don't know how it's going to play out in Europe. I think the biggest beneficiaries of our loss of purchasing power are probably going to be in Asia. You know, there you're going to see the biggest increases in relative standards of living as they start consuming a lot more. I mean, right now, America, take an example, we consume 50% of the world's gasoline. Well, that means the rest of the world has to get by with the half that we don't consume. Well, when Americans are priced out of the market, when the dollar collapses and we can't afford to use up all that gasoline, that means there's more gasoline for everybody else. And, you know, I think the countries that are the most, you know, suppressing their own currencies in Asia, once, you know, it's like holding a beach ball underneath the water. Once they take their hands away, it's going to shoot up. And you're going to see huge realignments upwards in these Asian currencies. And they're going to have much greater purchasing power. And they're going to, all of a sudden, a lot of people in China who are riding bicycles are going to find that now they can afford automobiles. Maybe they'll send some of those bicycles over here because we won't be able to drive our SUVs anymore.